outside the country, I've been slightly disappointed. And in the sense that I didn't go out to write a book that is all about bashing and attacking ZANU-PF. There's some real issues ZANU-PF has put across. I'll give you examples. The land question. We can disagree on how the methods in which it was resolved. But there was a real grievance there. There was a real land imbalance in 2000. Race relations. Racial reconciliation in Zimbabwe was seriously flawed. ZANU-PF has a point there. Western double standards. ZANU-PF has a point too. Right? You cannot accuse ZANU-PF of being undemocratic, but not then say the same thing about Angolan President Dos Santos just because Dos Santos has oil. So there's so many of these issues. And I think in many places where my publicist is, say, try to have the book reviewed in this sort, some have found that problematic, because I am trying to give some sort of balanced perspective. In Zimbabwe, well, I've spoken to many figures in ZANU-PF who've gone through the book. I think they've given me credit for at least having recognized the validity of some of the arguments they have made over the years. But interestingly enough, I've encountered a lot of hostility, particularly from MDC quarters. One, for that, why do you say that ZANU-PF does have a point about certain things? One. And then two, has to do with chapter 9 of the book, is devoted specifically to assessing the MDC's engagement with history. And it's a very, very critical chapter. And MDC folks have been unhappy about that.